question is why are prices of corn going up and down so fast, and what's the driver behind that? And I'd like to go back to a comment that a panelist made a little while ago about the price of oil, and that's really been at the heart of why our commodity prices have gone up, because of transportation costs, and so that's one part of the formula, let's say. The other thing is that we're in a demand market with corn. It's in demand not only locally here with our livestock producers and of course our ethanol industry, and our export industry, but there's a growing demand worldwide for corn, and so that has an impact on the price. Another factor that influences our price are outside investors coming in and buying corn on, let's say, a Chicago Board of Trade, and that really has an influence on corn prices going up and down in a real you know, wide swing way. One day it'll be up, next day it'll be down. And that's, we call that the funds coming in and buying and selling.
And so what's the answer then? Because this corn affects the prices of many other food items. And why don't you just delve in real quick on what other food prices are attached to the price of that commodity?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at my farm, we have an opportunity to price, to pre-price some crop, and then we really can't go overboard because of production risks due to weather. And so we'll price about half of it, and the other half we'll probably price after the crop comes in. And so that's kind of the cushion we use. And then when it leaves my farm, there's a transportation cost to the next person down the line that has to pay, and then there's a processor that takes our corn and processes it, and there's another added cost. And so, you know, you can see the as it goes down the road, the transportation cost gets really huge on a commodity that was produced on the farm in the raw form.